Good morning, June 9th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's briefing tracks public messaging, system-level treatment questions, and one concrete funding date to watch, July 8th. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. To start, MinnPost is offering member tickets for Treatment or Retreat, the Future of Addiction Care in Minnesota, an event tied to addiction care in Minneapolis and across Minnesota. Also in media, Recovery Review has posted episode 2 of Protecting the Soul of Peer Support, Lessons in History, featuring Bill Stauffer in Pennsylvania. On the social side, one lived experience post on X from Galveston Taxi reflects on being a troubled young adult, briefly entering the drug scene years ago, seeing what real addiction looked like, and expressing gratitude that addiction was not normalized. A different kind of signal comes from innovation-focused posts. Bunk Police argues that layered harm reduction works better than any single tool, pointing to test strips for adulterants, reagents to identify a substance, the Transparency Harm Reduction app to verify results, Q-Techini for potency, and Spray Pack for dosing. That's a practical reminder that some harm reduction messaging is increasingly focused on combining tools rather than relying on one intervention alone. Elsewhere, a post on X says officials in Rio Arriba County, New Mexico, report promising results 8 months after launching a network of naloxone vending machines as part of the fight against opioid overdoses. There is also clear opposition messaging in the feed. A post from Clerk NPC criticizes harm reduction by describing it as government support for people using fentanyl, heroin, and other hard drugs, including safe use sites and nonprofit funding. If you track public narrative risk, this is the kind of framing that can shape local backlash, even when it does not engage with program evidence. From the local level, the City of New Orleans Department of Health and Human Services released its 2025 annual opioid report on June 8, 2026. In research, one narrative review in the Substance Use and Addiction Journal looks at evidence-based solutions to systems-level barriers in opioid use disorder treatment in the United States. Another paper in Psychopharmacology Bulletin focuses on standardizing buprenorphine training in pain medicine fellowship. That may be especially relevant for teams watching how addiction treatment capacity gets built inside specialty medicine. A third paper in Harm Reduction Journal describes the development and implementation of a family support program from New York City's Office of Chief Medical Examiner for people bereaved by drug poisoning. On the policy front, a federal final rule was published on June 9th on implementation of the SUPPORT Act of 2018, covering dispensing and administering controlled substances for medication-assisted treatment in the United States. At the state level, Colorado has enacted a measure requiring recovery residences to obtain a Behavioral Health Administration license. For operators and referral partners, that is a concrete compliance change worth checking closely.
A few current funding opportunities are open now, all with a deadline of July 8, 2026. The Health Resources and Services Administration has the Rural Communities Opioid Response Program, or RCORP, impact opportunity. HRSA also has RCORP planning. And there is the Ryan White HIV/AIDS Program Part C Capacity Development Program, also from HRSA, with the same July 8th deadline. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. Finally, in activism, Shatterproof is inviting people to join its National Walk Kickoff Call on June 17th. And the National Homelessness Law Center is asking for donations to support its Housing Not Handcuffs campaign work. If that June 17th call is relevant to your network, it may be worth getting it on the calendar now. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.